all the memories that I didn't have any use for or space. The yard was also for sale, and the kitchen, the living room, two studies, bedroom, bathroom, though the basement I was not ready to let go of yet. So I and my remaining memories would be toasting the troglodytes for the foreseeable future. I had the yard set up like the Minotaur's playpen. Non sequiturs furnishing the years with the frustration of back steps. Dressel tables, I had arranged my memories like shards of broken milk bottles upset by a screen of crows blackening the morning sun. Mrs. Durbin from two doors down had been slowly making her way towards my high chair where I was perching in the center of the trestle maze, her eyes scanning the memories guided by a finger that seemed to have a destination in mind. And then with an audible gasp, she double-tapped the air and said to herself with a whisper of satisfaction, "This one." I could see from a distance that the one she had chosen was quite a hazy memory, from the milk-white consistency of the shard. I prepared the packing crate and certificate of authenticity as she made her way to my perch and handed me my memory. It was a recent one. What interest could it hold for her, I wondered. Why would this one have value above all the others? Maybe it chimed with something that she had forgotten herself. Or it was something else. I held it up to the light to try and get more out of it. It was a drunken stumbling, a late night searching for home, blurry, dizzy, almost catatonic, and definitely quite nightmarish. Had she been involved in that night somehow? possessed the fibrous strands of a story that could patch up temporal holes in that night's dagger. I waved off my qualms as she handed me her 3 coins. Putting things in order, the jumble of the mind, the trinkets of memory. For me, that was the issue, and those that didn't give themselves up, they were out with the burnable trash.